You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix. Back down.
As expected, yesterday the Broncos released Russell Wilson, ending what turned into a titanic two-year disaster for the organization. The $85 million in dead cap money is the record by more than twice as much as the Falcons ate when they finally parted ways with Matt Ryan. Think about that, twice as much. And also, so much for the two first-round picks, the two seconds, and the three players, including Drew Lock, the Broncos traded for Wilson. Now speculation is rampant about where Russ will land. Obviously, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, New England, the Raiders, the Commanders, maybe the Vikings are looking for a quarterback. Bucks could be, too, if Baker signs elsewhere. So, Keyshawn, let's do this as a two-parter. Number one, how much blame does Russ deserve for what happened in Denver? And number two, which team will want him as a starter for next season? I know that's a sweeping two-part question.
No, it's fine. You doubled up on me.
Yeah.
Let's split it right down the
middle. All right.
50% goes to Russ, 50% goes to the organization. That's just the reality of it, okay? When the organization acquired Russell for all that they gave up, which is probably going to go down as of right now in the worst trade in the history of the National Football League.
Yeah.
You know, even though the Dallas Cowboys got Minnesota on that one, that wasn't a bad deal because Dallas went on to win three Super Bowls.
Yeah, Herschel Walker.
Yeah, Herschel Walker deal.
As Jimmy called it, the great train robbery. Go ahead.
It was one of the best. So it was the worst for Minnesota, but not the worst in the history of the National Football League. When you look at the amount of capital that was given, and you mentioned some of it, two first-rounders, a second-round pick, a fifth-round pick, a second-round pick again in 2023, yep. And three players, and all they got back is Russell Wilson and a fourth-round pick. Ugh. That doesn't it's just the worst thing ever. Okay, let's move on from that. He can still play. There's no question about it. They did him a disservice when they hired Nathaniel Hackett as a head coach.
I agree.
They did him a disservice.
Yep.
They didn't bring in somebody with experience, someone who understood, and they allowed him to run wild and do whatever it is that he wanted to do. Whatever Russell wanted, whether it was 18 lockers, his own office. I've never played in the league for a long time, been around the league, covering the league for a long time.
You have.
Never, ever heard somebody having their own office that wasn't part of the administration of the football team.
Neither have I.
So you look at that, you go, okay. Then I knew immediately when Sean Payton went ham on him, which, by the way, I hate that for Sean and I hate it for him. It's just one of those bad moments.
It's just a terrible look.
It's just a, and I know Sean very, 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 very well. It's just a bad moment to look at because you wouldn't treat Drew Brees that way.
You would not.
You know, you wouldn't treat other quarterbacks that way. So why did you do that to Russell Wilson? It's
but
just
wasn't
a bad,
that the moment that said this is over?
You know, I talked to Sean at the beginning of the season when he first got there and they went through camps and all that. I had a conversation with him about Russ. And when he said to me, I like him, he didn't say I love him.
Yeah.
He didn't give. So I knew immediately.
Agreed.
It was not going to go smooth. He was coming in to the building with one eye open with a toothpick in it and the other one closed about who Russell Wilson was.
Yeah.
Regardless if he coached him before in some Pro Bowl games and all that other stuff, doesn't matter. That's the Pro Bowl. He didn't get a chance to see him as his main quarterback. Now Russell Wilson is gone.
Yeah.
He's no longer in Denver. You know, he's got to find a home. $39 million will be given to him throughout the course of the 36 weeks of guaranteed money this year. They get paid 36 weeks in the National Football League. He will get the checks. He will be paid. So now for Russell Wilson, where do I go?
So he's a great buy for somebody because he's
got his money. You can give him, I don't know, 10 Peanuts. Cents on the dollar, whatever
yes,
it is.
Correct.
Because he's not looking to
no.
try to double down and make money and all that. It's fine. I got my 39. You got to put me on the salary cap somewhere. Give me the veteran minimum from where I'm at in my career. I'm moving on. I'll make $40 million this year, and I'll move on. Now you start talking about the teams. What makes the most sense? The more and more I start to look at this, I say to myself, Minnesota probably won't let Kirk Cousins out of the building. They're probably going to give him some money to re-sign. Let's assume that Kirk Cousins.
I'll buy that.
Let's assume he goes to Minnesota.
Okay, stays. Yeah.
I mean, he stays in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I don't know that the Raiders, who've seen him up close in person for four games over the last 2 years, are going to want to. Plus, I don't think Antonio Pierce's as a head coach personality would mesh with Russell Wilson. So let's cross them off the list as well. Now I start to look at the Steelers, and I go, they say, no, Kenny Pickett's our guy. We believe in him. So they've kind of already publicly out there said, nah, I don't really want no Russell Wilson for what it is. So I'm looking at that, and I'm saying, well, they probably like Justin Fields in a trade if Chicago is serious about getting rid of Justin Fields. So let's cross them off the list and say that's not a landing spot in Pittsburgh. So now you're down to two. You're down to the Atlanta Falcons, and here's a wild card team for you after I tell you about Atlanta. It would be interesting if Atlanta doesn't land Kirk Cousins, because I don't think Baker Mayfield will go to Atlanta when he can stay right there in Tampa with a team that knows him. So if you say, okay, Kirk Cousins isn't going to, he's going to stay in Minnesota. Baker Mayfield stays over there. There's a window of opportunity in Atlanta for him. But do Raheem and company want to deal with that, with those young players in Russell Wilson in Atlanta? Good receivers, good running game, solid defense. I don't know that they want to do that either. So here's one that makes all the sense in the world to me. Like, really. Can Dan Quinn, who knows Russell Wilson.
He does.
From his days in Seattle, saw him, know him, all that. I don't know their personalities. I don't know if they had conflict. I don't know any of that. If Dan Quinn
obviously
says.
On opposite sides of the ball, but go
yeah,
ahead.
But if yeah. Dan Quinn says, I need to build my roster. I need to get players. I'm sitting at the two. There's quarterbacks in this draft that, you know, we could draft if we choose to do so, but it's only costing me $1 million potentially to sign Russell Wilson, who is, by the way, one of the top quarterback, top second half type, second tier quarterbacks right yeah. now in the National Football League. He is not a non-starter in the National. He is a starting quarterback in the National Football League. Can Washington say, I could do something with my two pick, build my roster because he fits perfect in my eyes in Cliff Kingsbury's system. Smaller quarterback, still has some run capabilities, and he can get the ball out extremely quick and fast,
yeah.
like they like to do in the air raid system. Does that make sense for Washington, especially if they don't get what they like at the quarterback position? Let's say Caleb goes, or let's say Jaden Daniels goes as one, or now they're sitting there, and you're saying, even if I wanted to draft one of these young dudes, I got a veteran in Russell Wilson that could be a stopgap guy for a short amount of time to give us what we're looking for. How do we win? We run the football, we play hard-nosed defense, and we allow a guy like this to do what he does in the passing game because I won a Super Bowl with him. I was there. I understand that. That's a good fit, in my opinion. I don't know their relationship. But if I'm Washington for $1 million,
yeah.
I'm looking at that.
Okay. We're going to talk about this a little later. I believe that with the new owner and Josh Harris, for whom I have great respect in Washington, they want to start over and start fresh and relight the fuse to that traditional, emotional Redskins dynamite. I'm using the old name from the past, the glory days of the past. And I'm pretty sure they're going to try to trade up with Chicago to get Caleb Williams because he's from D.C. We're going to go into that more in just a few minutes. I don't know that Russell Wilson would flip the new switch in D.C. the way a Caleb would, giving new hope, because Russ was such a quote-unquote failure in Denver. He went 11-19 as their starting quarterback. Okay, quick. You used a great analogy for Sean Payton. You said you thought he had one eye closed and one eye propped open with the toothpick. And I want to tell the kids at home, don't try that at home. Yeah, don't try that. It probably won't work.
Hopefully kids are on their way to school now.
It's a cartoon sort of reference, but in cartoons, they
don't try that at home.
Don't try it at home. Okay. Quickly on what happened to Russ in Denver. I agree with you about Nathaniel Hackett. I've known Nathaniel since he was like 8 years old because I was very close to his father, who coached for a while at your school. Yes. Was a head coach at Pitt. Wasn't a great head coach. He was a great offensive coordinator and offensive mind and was slated to be the successor to Tom Landry in Dallas before Jerry Jones bought the Dallas Cowboys, and that was the end of the old regime. But Tex Schramm, running the old regime, had slated Paul Hackett to be the next Dallas Cowboy head coach. The point is...
Dodged that bullet, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, you could argue after what Paul didn't do for your school, and I was very close to that, close to Dennis Thurman and that staff, but it was a grind for you guys. Probably not cut out to be a head coach, but we see that again and again, and like father, like son, I'm not sure Nathaniel is cut out to be a head coach. He got thrown into a fire, and Denver's another sleeping giant of a tradition where... They've got lots of Super Bowl tradition. Obviously, Peyton won the last one. And now what? Nathaniel Hackett. And for whatever reason, he and Russ did not click. And I'm going to give Russ this. Over the last 2 years, he was the most sacked quarterback in all of pro football. I'm going to give you that. And yet, when you talk about 50-50 blame, I think that should be split about 50-50 because Russ is still trying. Remember, Russ was Caleb Williams before Caleb Williams. In his glory days in Seattle, he's off script, off platform. He's out the pocket. He's going to make up plays. He was at his best when he was creating on the backyard fly, right? That's where they did the most damage because, listen, in his first, say, 5 years in the league, he was difficult to control because, well, I don't know, what are we giving? 5'11-ish, 5'11 and a half, maybe?
Yeah. But what you got to understand, though, Skip, is Russ has never played under this type of pressure nor scrutiny in Denver. That pressure to be traded, to be the
not
savior.
Not that there wasn't pressure in Seattle.
No, there wasn't any pressure.
There was not
the pressure in Seattle the same way it was in Denver.
And remember, he got to rise with the Legion of Boom.
He got to rise with the Legion of Boom that was there to protect him.
It was.
And then once he became Russ Cook, it still wasn't pressure because he had already won a Super Bowl and taken him to a second Super Bowl. Yeah. So it wasn't pressure.
Sort of eased into it. Then the pressure mounted after they lost the Super Bowl to New England.
To some degree, it did. But he still individually was playing at a Pro Bowl level, it was okay. Mm-hmm. When you get traded for all these picks and these players in $200-something million, and now all of a sudden you're going to be the guy that takes us back to the John Elway / Peyton Manning, Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware days.
Good.
It didn't happen.
No.
That's pressure. Yeah. Now you got a coach that's coming in. You're looking over your shoulder literally every single week. Mm-hmm. You already know that, he doesn't really like me the way that I want him to like me, and I'm not doing what he wants me to do. Yep. And then they come to you and they tell you they want you to get rid of your guaranteed money due to injury on the following year, so you already know you're in for it. This didn't happen when they went to him and set him down to say, hey, we need you to make an adjustment in your contract. This didn't happen in December.
Yeah.
This happened in the beginning, the middle of the season.
It did.
So they had already started planning the exit strategy for Russell to no longer be a Denver Bronco.
Okay, I got it. Back to the sacks. League-leading number of sacks allowed on Russell Wilson. Again, 50-50 because a lot of times he's trying to escape.
Yes.
And it's creating sacks because he's not quite as quick or athletic as he used to be.
But your offensive line ain't protecting him.
No,
that's why
that's
he's trying
what I'm to saying. Escape. Okay, 50-50. But Russell Wilson, quote unquote, died for that Seahawks cause many, many Sundays. He took a lot of punishment because he took off with the football a lot.
Yes.
And he got banged around a lot. And he's not the biggest guy, though. He's got stature and he's stout put together.
Thicky.
Yeah, he's thick. And yet, when he got to Denver, first I'm gonna do the yin and the yang of this. I'm gonna read a quote from an AFC personnel man I saw on ESPN yesterday. This is about how well Russ did play last year. This is an anonymous quote, but it's a good one. He said he actually played well during their midseason winning streak. He's still a good quality starter. He can still make all the throws, still mobile. Honestly, his skills haven't declined that much. It's more about his fit as a person. His teammates seem to like him in Denver.
Okay. I agree.
Okay. That's the bingo here.
I agree.
All right. So the quarterback I saw, the quarterback I heard about from people I know in Denver and people who work closely with him, was a guy who came to his own office in Denver into the four-year, what was it, $260 million contract.
Yeah.
Having made it in the shade. And obviously he's now married to a woman who's very successful in her own right, who has her own money. So as a family, they're pretty good. You know, like, okay. So as you well know, this position that he plays, to me, it's the hardest position to play in sports. And it requires obsessive dedication to play it at the highest level. I'm not sure he was obsessively dedicated to it the way he was early on in Seattle, because he's got kids, he's got the wife, he's got a happy family. And as you know, it takes time. It takes focus away from what has to be a monomaniacal focus.
Are you suggesting that maybe he became a little bit more entertainment,
yeah,
Hollywood?
That.
Sort of.
Yes.
Is that what you're suggesting?
That's what I'm
okay.
suggesting, because
right.
a lot of people
you
have
may,
suggested
no,
that.
No, you may be 99.9%
I might,
right.
I just might be right.
You might be right.
Okay, so that brings us back to fit. You passed over one team. I'm going to throw this out. I am the biggest Mike Tomlin fan, and while I'm almost certain that Russ would not fit with Antonio, Mike's been doing this for a long time because he was your coach once upon a time
yeah,
in Tampa.
Yeah,
as
he was our defense.
Coach.
Yeah, he's our DB coach.
Yeah. So, is it possible that Mike would be the one guy who would say, "You know what? I'm a defensive coach. I'm not going to try to coach him schematically or technically, but I can coach him emotionally. Maybe I can get him back into a place psychologically, emotionally, where I can rebuild his confidence." And whatever he has left, I can maximize it because I think he could be a little bit better than the current starter that you talk about that they have been yeah. trying to push.
Yeah,
and
but
promote.
they publicly said
they did
that they are not pursuing
okay.
veteran quarterbacks. So I take that lead as they're not pursuing okay. veteran quarterbacks. Does it change the mind now?
Yeah.
Now that he's actually free?
There. Yeah.
Now he's actually there
he's
and looking
there.
At the number and they're saying, well, it's only going to cost us a minimum, a veteran
it's
minimum?
Bargain basement.
Yeah.
It's like you can steal Russell
Wilson.
Is he
Wilson. Better than their quarterbacks? Absolutely.
He's better.
He's better than their quarterbacks,
he's better.
For sure. And Mike Tomlin is not going to treat him the same way Sean yeah. Payton treated
yeah.
him. No question at all.
Okay.
I think it would be fine, but yeah. I don't know that they would be interested.
I think that's a good word, is fine. It
yeah.
would be fine, and he would be a little
dudes.
Bit better.
Oh, he's
yeah.
better than what they got.
He's just better.
No,
100% I agree.
Better.
And he's got that much left.
100% yeah. better okay. than what they have. But it's not a right as of right now. It's not a lot of teams available
no.
for Russ that makes sense.
No. And by the way, he's another one of those quarterbacks. He's not a backup quarterback type. Would he be happy to be a mentor for a year here or there, whoever it would be? I don't know. It's not like he's not built that way. He became a Hollywood
when you
star.
Say, when you say a backup mentor type, yeah. are you suggesting not be a starter?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'll stay home and get my 39 minutes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay. That's what I'm
saying.
I'm
not there in my career
because,
to do that yet.
Because some of those.
This is not Joe Flacco.
Yeah, some
this
of those options
there.
Were you're the 1A, you're not the one.
Well,
yeah.
he needs to be the 1A.
Yeah.
Wherever he
no,
goes.
No, I mean, number one. He
yeah,
needs
he needs to be one.
Yeah.
yeah, absolutely. Wherever he goes. Otherwise, he can stay home.
All right.
And watch Dak get all his money.
Speaking of. Number one, who should be a 1A. Dak now says he's very confident his new extension will get done sooner than later.
Told you.
Great.
Don't listen to me. When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place, whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this: crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right. Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right. VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew, ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids, just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
All right, back to my quarterback, Dak Prescott, who said yesterday in Dallas that he's very confident a new deal will get done with Jerry Jones because it, quote unquote, helps the team. Well, that's debatable, but Keyshawn, I'm going to let you try one more time to convince me. What's your reaction to Dak's comments as of yesterday?
The same thing I told you yesterday before he made the comments.
Okay,
you say, well, it didn't go so well the first time around after his rookie deal when he needed to renegotiate. And I told you, simple.
Took 2 years.
I don't care.
Yeah, because Jerry never was
but does
quite it, sold.
Whether he was sold or not, I'm not taking one less penny than what the hell I'm worth. That was Dak Prescott then. Now, it's much easier to get it done. It's the second time around. Mm. It's an extension that you have to do, whether you want to or not. You're going
to
have to do it.
His cap hit against
no,
the
to
cap.
Decrease mm-hmm. his
yeah,
cap hit.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I thought she said, okay.
No,
he's going to decrease the cap hit so that you can sign other players
Absolutely.
And make your team better. But you also got one of the top 6 or 7 quarterbacks in the National Football League sitting on your roster. You have to pay him. Now, Dak Prescott's not going to say, If we just went off, I'm the next guy up scale, next man up type deal on the money, he'd be $60 million per year plus all the guaranteed money that would be a lot.
Mm.
It would be a lot. It'd be $200 million plus or whatever in guaranteed money. If he was just, we looked at it and said, next man up. But that's not the way Dak is going to approach this one. He's going to approach it to the point where he's going to give you a Frisco, Texas sliver of a discount.
You really think so? He 100%. Didn't the first time.
100. I'm not giving you anything the first time, Skip. Never. And anything the first time around. Second time around, we can have a real conversation about what that number is. Is that number $60 million, which is a little high? Is that number $51.5 million, which is probably about right? And what's my guarantees? And how long are we talking about? Now we can start talking. I don't need to go from 50 to 60, but I need to fall somewhere where I'm in the top 3 quarterbacks being paid in the National Football League of guaranteed money. Okay? Not APY, not average per year, because average per year, we can make it look like whatever we want to make it look like to get headlines in the newspaper. Billion-dollar quarterback. We can do all that if you wanted to. But I'm just talking about over the first 3 years of my deal, what am I cashing in the bank? That's what matters to Dak Prescott. Now, is it $150 million, which he do you want to repeat the same deal that we just did with a little bit of a kicker? Do you want to, because we can dance any way you want to at the party, Skip. Do you want to, hey, here's one that'll, here's one that you'll like, Skip. Tell you what, we'll keep the deal at $52 million a year of real cash. So, of real cash. Mm. And then we'll pile on some Super Bowl incentives, and we'll pile on some divisional incentives and things of that nature. We can do that to get me up to a number that I really should be at. We can do that. But if you think that I'm getting ready to play for $40 million, you done lost your damn mind. Mm. If you think I'm getting ready to take less than what I already make, you lost your damn mind. Period. Mm. Because if Jerry calls his bluff and he says, okay, no problem, I'll just play for the $60 million. It's not $60 million. The cap charge is $60 million. Yeah. I think his base salary is around $30 million in cash. Mm-hmm. I'll just play for the $30 million in cash and you guys figure out what to do with the cap. And then you can't franchise tag me after the season. I'm out on y'all.
Okay.
Deuces.
Deuces.
Yeah. Maybe because now you're doing me like you did me after my rookie year, and I'm not going to stand for that when I'm trying to help you. Mm. It's an easy negotiation. It's not that hard.
Or Jerry could just say, I need to see more. You play under your current deal. You play it out, and then we'll make deal if you're worth it.
No problem.
If you prove it.
No problem.
Okay.
No problem. You treat me that way, I'll take my 30, and I'm going to just do my deal because you can't franchise tag me, and I'm going to leave you stuck with Trey Lance and Cooper Rush. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm going
to
do.
You're going to leave America's team to go where?
Yeah, because you're playing games with me, Skip. Yeah. I don't have time to mess around and play your cowboy games. Mm. America's team, America's team. It doesn't mean anything. Aaron Rodgers played in Green Bay, okay? Highest paid quarterback in the National Football League at the time. Played in Green Bay. Tom Brady played in New England. There's other quarterbacks that played in smaller markets where the teams were not the Dallas Cowboys that had several Super Bowl trophies. And they did just fine in their careers.
Yeah.
Just fine.
Okay, so you were telling me that in order to keep my best receiver and to keep my best pass rusher, I have to keep my quarterback for 3 or 4 more years, because the only way to really do this right is to extend him for 3 or 4 more years so that you can, over time, you can knock down that.
So you want to pay CeeDee Lamb, right?
Sure.
And you want to have him for 4 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's going to throw him the ball?
Okay. Well,
you're getting ready to pay a dude $30 million a year to catch balls from who?
I don't know. That's up to
you. You don't know.
Well, I got lots of ideas, but I don't know if Jerry's listening to my ideas. I've had ideas for years about what direction to go. Tom Brady was on the open market, and I said, Jerry, go get him.
They had
right
a quarterback.
Now, they did not have a Tom Brady of a quarterback. And all Tom did after I pounded the table to go get Brady was he went to Tampa and won the Super Bowl in a pandemic year. I first guessed it. I said, go get Brady. Brady in Dallas, America's team. Here we go.
They had a quarterback.
No, we had a quarterback who's
that they
now,
just paid a bunch of money to. Yeah, what the hell's wrong with you?
My quarterback is now 2-5 in playoff games. 2-5, and we are the Dallas freaking Cowboys.
You've been 2-5 in the Dallas Cowboys for a while.
Okay.
That's so, 1-30 years, Skip.
This is what eats me up, what makes me sick at my stomach, is this whole notion that's out there that Dak has all the leverage.
It
drives me crazy that Dak Prescott has Jerry Jones over the barrel again.
Twice.
Over the oil barrel, I guess, right?
He has him.
Oh, yeah. So
you can't do anything.
As I sat here and said the day after Dak signed his current contract, I said he took Jerry to the cleaners and then he took him straight to the bank, right?
Okay.
Cleaners and bank,
trip. You should have paid him early and not late. That's your fault.
And
how you going to blame Dak Prescott?
Agent have never given any indication, inkling of an indication that they're going to take a hometown, home team discount.
The man just said yesterday we can get the deal done.
Well, but
we're
going to
get it done.
That's because he thinks he has all the leverage.
Yeah, that's I don't know that's the case.
After the indications over the weekend were from ESPN and NFL Network that and not so fast about this deal. Don't be so sure that this deal is going to get done where Dak gets extended. That they were, both reports were saying it's very possible that Dak will be forced to just play it out, serve it out, and prove it, reprove that he's worth that money.
You're not going to be able to build your team, man.
All right.
And you're not going to be able to do what you need to do to win.
Nobody can finesse this cap better than the cap wizards, Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones. And you've said that on many occasions.
Yes, that is correct. But you got to start with him because he has the largest cap number.
But the sacrifice is too great because then you have to keep him for 3 to 4 more years. If you extend it out the way that would reduce the cap.
How could you not keep him for 3 or 4 more years, okay, Skip?
I'll tell you exactly why.
You act like this Baker Mayfield or something. Man, this dude can play football.
Okay, the last 3 12-win seasons have ended in playoff losses that were ugly, that have ended with Dak Prescott stinking in 3 straight exits from the playoffs.
So you lost those games because of Dak Prescott is what you're getting ready to tell me.
We were down 27-0 late
because
in the first
Because of Dak
half,
Prescott, he threw a pick 6.
Because he had thrown 2 picks.
He threw a pick 6.
Yeah, 2 picks.
What about, so if my math, you went to Vandy, I went to USC, y'all smarter than us.
Yeah.
6 points is a credit to Dak Prescott. Well, where do the other 21 come from?
Yeah, I'll give you some of that. But everything starts and ends with the quarterback position. It started and ended with the quarterback position when Dak stunk against San Francisco 2 years ago at home in a playoff game against Jimmy G. It continued at San Francisco when my defense under Dan Quinn actually rose and shone playoff caliber, NFC championship caliber defense. And we lost 19-12 because Dak threw 2 second quarter interceptions, 1 to your guy, D'Amador.
Lenore?
Yeah, one to D'Amador. And we couldn't climb out of the hole, and he must have missed 5 second-half throws that could have changed that game, including
all his fault.
Late one. Well, yeah, those are all his fault.
All his fault.
Those
well,
are
I didn't see it
bad
way.
Throws. Bad
I didn't
throws.
See it that way.
So the point was, I've had to do this 3 straight years, and I keep telling you, if you fool me once, that's shame on me. Fool you twice, that's shame on you, then shame on me.
And just
then
forget it.
The third time is fool me 3 times, shame on Jerry Jones. That's what I'm saying.
So won't you just play with Cooper Rush then?
Right. Cooper Rush was really good.
Go ahead and play with Cooper Rush.
He was really good.
Like everybody
5-1.
Like people told me that actually is in the building, he was good for us, but he ain't going to take us where we need to go, Keith.
Yeah, okay.
The playbook was... which is called dummy down. Yeah. They had to open it back up to get to where they needed to because they couldn't win the games down the stretch with Cooper Rush at quarterback running the same stuff dummy down. Huh. The opponents were different. Boy, things were different.
I don't know. It was so dummy down on his opening night game against Kirk Cousins at Minnesota on Sunday Night Football. He threw for 350 yards and hit Amari Cooper with the last second touchdown
pass. They simplified the game plan, man.
Simplified for
350. Yes, they absolutely did.
If he had thrown for 110 yards,
you'd have me. They absolutely did. They absolutely did.
Go look at what happened at New York on Monday night.
That's why Kellen Moore was eventually removed of his duties because they simplified it. And then they extended it once Dak came back. Rather than keep the same game plan in place, it got cutesy-cutesy, and Kellen Moore was sent packing.
Go look at how cutesy it looked. Go look at how dumbed down it looked at New York in the next – it was a Monday night game at New York when Saquon
I don't think you understand.
No, you're not listening. You're not listening to me.
I am understanding.
Cooper Rush went back-to-back series in which he went 10 of 11 against the Giants to bust the game back open in favor of Dallas.
I understand.
He was really good.
I understand. He was good. You should then make him your starting quarterback and move on from back. Trade him.
In fact, Cooper Rush outplayed Joe Burrow in a home game. Would you believe that? Cooper Rush did that.
You should just trade him then. Yeah. How come Cooper Rush ain't getting ready to get $200 million?
Once upon a time, the Shanahans thought that Trey Lance hung the sun and the moon, and they traded the sun and the moon for him. He's now a Dallas Cowboy. I got a chance there. If Jerry Jones wanted to really plunge.
Once upon a time, the Shanahans thought that Trey Lance was the sun and the moon, then they traded him. How does that sound?
Because the sun and the moon fell in their lap at the last pick of the draft.
You think they knew when they drafted this Brock Purdy?
They got lucky. They got lucky.
The bottom of they said, he's better than Trey Lance. Really? Let's move Trey Lance right now and immediately.
I'm going to sum
Trey
this
Lance
up
got
for
hurt.
You. I'm going to sum this up for you. This is what I came up with. This is what I grew up with as a Dallas Cowboy fan. Roger Staubach went 11-6 in the postseason, won 2 Super Bowls and played in 4 and lost 2 to maybe the greatest team ever in the Pittsburgh Steelers. Troy Aikman went 11-4 in the postseason and went 3-0 in Super Bowls. Dak Prescott is now 2-5 in the postseason. And let's throw a bunch of good money after bad. Let's just keep doing the definition of insanity, which is just repeating the same thing over and over and over again.
You don't want a top 6 quarterback in the National Football. You don't even want
you
one.
You say top 6. I'm just not sure.
I think many people would say top 6. I think many people would.
With the 2-5 postseason record.
There's many players, man. that did not do well in the early stages of their careers and then eventually hit in the postseason.
My goal is to actually get back to an NFC Championship game. Your goal is to hope that we don't get back to an NFC Championship game.
I don't care if y'all get back or not.
Yeah, you do. You
I just get tired of sitting up here listening to you talk about Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman. They won and what's my guy before Staubach?
Don Meredith.
Don Meredith. Mm-hmm. They all won. Yes.
Danny White was better than Dak Prescott. Well, he was.
Because he played in the NFC Championship game? Yeah.
Played three in a row.
So he was better?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Odell Beckham Jr. is a free agent. Again, he could re-sign with the Ravens, yet there's obviously speculation he could return to New York with the Giants or even the Jets. Odell won't be 32 until November 5th. So, Keyshawn, where is Odell in his career and where would be the best fit at this stage of his career?
He's still a good football player. He's not the Odell Beckham on a Monday night making the same circus catch. He's just not. But he's still a, pretty good receiver. Mm. I mean, I won't say he's your number one guy, and I don't think he wants to be a number one guy in his career right now. But he's a guy that is getting plenty of playing time, is a major contributor. I think he should stay in Baltimore, though, but that's me. Maybe, like you said, there's some New York. Maybe there's the Jets. Maybe there's the Giants. I know Aaron Rodgers and him talked about connecting back in the Green Bay days and possibly in the New York Jet days. But I personally, if the Ravens would like to sign him back, I'd like to see him finish the deal in Baltimore. He had about 35 catches, about 560-some-odd yards and a couple touchdowns. But he was coming off an ACL injury.
He was.
And he still totally can run routes and play. No question about it. Maybe Baltimore doesn't want to pay him. I think he got about $15 million last year. Maybe Baltimore doesn't want to pay that price. I don't know. But, he's a big city personality.
He is.
You know, and New York is the biggest lights and the bright lights, and Odell likes to, have fun and be seen, and he's a social media guy, and he likes all of that sort of stuff.
Yep.
He wants to be involved in fashion. He wants to be involved in the entertainment spotlight. So maybe New York is a great place, or maybe he winds up back in Los Angeles. I don't know. Maybe he's back in L.A. with the Rams. He loves being in L.A.
Yep.
I don't know, but he can still play football, that's for sure.
He just can't play it, as you said, the way he used to play it. And by the way,
he's 32 years old. Though.
I know, but
he's been injured multiple times.
Two ACLs on the same ACL. So I'm watching him last year, and he was pretty good.
Yeah, he did some good stuff.
He helped them.
Yeah.
But I look at the stats; it's career lows across the board.
Yeah. Okay. And that's okay.
Because that was the situation he was in. And Zay Flowers, obviously, Rosenshone as their rookie sensation. So all of a sudden, he's the guy. And Odell is a complimentary receiver. And then we get to the postseason. And in the two playoff games, Odell catches a total of 4 balls for 34 yards. And it didn't look like Odell. And in the most shocking outcome of the year, this side of what Green Bay did at Dallas was the AFC Championship game. I just didn't see that coming. I don't think you did either. I still can't get it through my head. How did Baltimore lose that game? Well, they lost it in the first half because they let...
Lamar didn't play great.
Well, he didn't play great, I guess, in either half, but they got going a little bit in the second half, and they had their chances. Remember, there were back-to-back deep throws to Odell, and he just doesn't have the fifth gear. He's got 4 gears, but he didn't have that fifth one because the fifth one used to be spectacular. And by the way, that greatest catch ever.
Yeah.
That came, that got validated because the opponent was the Dallas Cowboys on a Sunday night. Am I right? If it had been against anybody else, it wouldn't have mattered as much.
I thought it was a Monday night. Yeah. It was a Sunday night.
I think it was a Sunday night.
I just know it's a night game.
It was a
It had nothing to do with the damn Dallas Cowboys.
It was all about the Cowboys.
It was all about Odell making a spectacular catch at night on national TV in New York City.
Yeah.
That's what it was about.
Yeah. It could have been
against Seattle.
No.
Okay, in New York. It's the Giants. It's New York. Stop, man. Ain't got nothing to do with no damn Dallas Cowboys.
You put 10 exclamation points after it because it's against America's team on national television. So he did it. But that's Odell. He's got that flair. He's got that right place, right time.
Yeah.
He's got it. And that detonated everything.
If he was healthy, he would have cashed in many times over by now. But the injuries, going to Cleveland didn't do him any good. It was
no
a disservice.
Good. It was
he
terrible.
Got hurt in the Super Bowl when he was probably, he could have probably been the MVP. It seemed like that was going to be him, the MVP, because he would have finished the game off pretty good.
Cup was the MVP.
Yeah. But he could still play football.
Yep.
But there's a certain level that you value him at. Is the value his veteran leadership? Do you pay him a little more because of that? Because he's a football player, he's a junkie, he's a gym rat on the football field.
Yep.
All of those things, do you give him a little bit more
because
of those sort of things? If you're the Baltimore Ravens, yes, Zay Flowers had a terrific rookie season, but that was partly because of guys like Odell and Nelson Aguilar being in the locker room and being around him. Giving him that leadership that many teams don't have.
Yeah.
Could he fit again, once again? Could he fit with the Dallas Cowboys? Is there room for him with the Cowboys?
They
might look at it again.
Might.
As a complimentary piece.
Possible.
To help their franchise quarterback that they're getting ready to give a boatload to.
I'm just going to predict he takes one more bite out of the Big Apple, and you know it well. I think he's going to be a Jet, not a Giant. He's going to be Aaron Rodgers' target because they're connected. They love each other. They've always talked about playing with each other. It just feels like that would be the right fit for him to be back in New York, but with the Jets, with Aaron, as they're both up there in their sort of various stages of their career. I think they'd be a good connection. I think Aaron would feed him the rock.
I think it would be a great connection, but do you want to start over again now for your fourth offense in the last 4 years? Do you really want to, do you want to do that? Are you at that place in your career where it doesn't really matter? You won a Super Bowl with the Rams, so Super Bowl chasing, I mean, obviously, he probably want to get another one if he could, but Super Bowl chasing outside of the Baltimore Ravens may not be what he's looking for.
Yeah.
Maybe he is just looking to be back in New York. I really don't know, to be honest with you, Skip.
Star quality.
I really don't know.
Connect with the guy a lot of people, including Caleb Williams, say is the GOAT with Aaron Rodgers. That just makes sense to me. That's who Odell is, and I got no problem with it. I think he would love the limelight in New York with Aaron.
Well, I think he's getting it. He's such a personality. He's going to always, as long as he got away from Cleveland. The fact that he got away from Cleveland and went to L.A. and won the Super Bowl, it changed the perception of who he was and what he's all about. Then he goes to Baltimore, and he did okay for what it was, and he played with Lamar. So I think people view him a little bit different now. Going to New York, the expectations aren't going to be the same expectations that he had when he was in the New York Jets. But he's still going to get the same snack, crackle, pop because he is Odell. And you know, he's Odell. What more to say? He likes all of that stuff.
He does.
He loves it.
Quick 100%. Thought about Baker and Odell. Baker loved him. They vacationed together. It just didn't work.
He loved him too for a minute.
For a minute. But it didn't click on the football field, and I'm still not sure why not. But I do know that Baker force-fed him the football early on, probably to a fault for both of them. He tried to get it to him when he wasn't open, and it created errors and disasters and blunders. It was a mess. And Odell kept getting hurt. I think he had four different injuries while he was in Cleveland.
He was not healthy in Cleveland.
He's not a Cleveland type guy. You know, he just.
No, that's what I said. He likes the city. He likes the lights.
Yeah.
LA, New York is perfect for him.
Yeah. New York.
Maybe the Raiders are interested. I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, I just got a feeling he won't be back with Lamar in Baltimore. I think that time came and that time went.